Oh, snippy snaps. We are back with another broadcast of the Goofdorn Radio Show. I thought that I would never come back to recording from the old mobile device. And this is the old phone, so if this sounds extra not so good, I apologize. This is the old phone, because I don't have room on my new one. Well, it's not like I got like a new phone, but just the one I use currently is my main phone. It's just rough. It's been rough. But sometimes, I just got done with work for the day, so I'm laying back and relaxing for a little bit till I fall asleep. But, I definitely know one thing. And by the time this goes up, every episode is one step closer to being done and being retired from the military, and I'm happy about it. But one thing I definitely notice is that my body needs work. Like, I need a chiropractor, I need doctors. My body is not where it should be at this age. Like, I'm still very functional. Like, it's not like, oh my gosh, I'm fine and mostly fine, but there are smaller things and smaller details that I can really, I need to get straightened out so that way I can be 100% and not be like 90 or 80 or anything like that. Because you notice it during the workouts when I'm pushing hard, when it gets to close to the end of my sets, you notice it. You notice it. I noticed it in a recent stream when I was doing a chest press with dumbbells, dumbbell press. I was lying back on the bench, I'm pushing, you know, and I'm feeling pulses in my arm and my chest, and I'm like, wow, that's not good. Still very much in control of the weight, nowhere near, like, it didn't feel like my arm was going to give out or anything like that, nothing like that. Nothing crazy, but I surely know that that was rough. It was a rough experience, and it shouldn't feel like that when I do these exercises, so eventually I will need to get checked out. Hoy vey. But it's okay, right? We're still doing good. And that's the thing, right? I'm still strong. I'm still flexible. Still mobile, you know. Just got to take things day at a time. Be better. Be more careful. I definitely need to see a chiropractor, though. Like, I can tell you, I kind of like the chiropractor. It's a nice place. If you can afford to go, please go. Even if you don't think you have anything wrong with you, go and see. It's worth going and seeing. And at least being like, because I guarantee you need adjustments. Most people do. But I've been sitting, you know, relaxing for the most part. It's raining right now, which is going to help me sleep a lot for sure. Oh, I love a good rain when it's time to sleep, because the raindrops, it knocks me right out. Rainy days are just, they make me sleepy, so got to make sure as if you're talking now, yep, there it is. It's getting close. Not time for me to sleep just yet, but it's getting close. Oh, man. But as we get closer and closer to some better days for ourselves personally, as I'm looking forward to retirement and such, and looking forward to be done with all this and not have to deal with this anymore, I was looking through social media, Instagram, which again, I've been good at not doing a lot of, which I'm very proud of myself for cutting back so much, because compared to like a couple years ago, 2020 and even high school, like I really did spend a lot of time, and I'm thinking about it now, I spent a lot of time on social media, Facebook back in high school, and then Instagram and Snapchat and Twitter. Like, I spent a lot of time on social media. Nowadays, I don't. And I'm like, wow. Like, it didn't happen overnight, But it was a gradual, just kind of you subconsciously let go of it, because it doesn't validate my feelings. I don't let it control my mind or what I think. It doesn't, you know, I don't let it make me fear the world, or fear just people in general. Because when I go outside, and I'm like, I'm reminded every time I go outside and interact with someone, I'm like, oh yeah, not everybody's going crazy. There are still plenty of people out here who are just, who are nice and kind, and, you know, they're living every day that the best they can. But there's an important thing I have to mention again, because I shouldn't let these opportunities slip through or slip by. But if you guys didn't hear, this is happening in the States. We're going to a singular currency. I forgot exactly what the heck it was called, but it's something one, or not that. Oh my gosh, I can't remember what the heck the name of it was. I was just looking at it, and it happened April 23rd, as of April 23rd. Oh, yeah. So look that up, singular currency. The U.S. government's going with. China's already there. So what happens, basically, is that they can have a lot of control. So in China, if you cross the street, you're caught jaywalking, they just take money out of your account. It's that kind of thing. So this could limit, if we have another lockdown for any reason and you want to buy a plane ticket or something, you could just be denied that. You could be denied how many vacations or trips you're taking per year with your own money. They control that. They can control that. Now, I'm sure there are some finer details and whatnot that you can go and read for yourself. And I encourage you to go read for yourself, because you shouldn't trust everything I say verbatim. Like, unless it's really regarding something that I consider myself pretty good at knowing, and that, you know, personal training, that kind of area, fitness, that's the area I know about. And I will, you know, I can be confident when I give you guys that information that, oh, well, I know what I'm talking about here. But there's one thing I know. That something big is coming, and it's important that you're doing the right things and not getting caught up on the wrong end of the stick here. If there is ever a time in your life that you should try to find hope, or you should try to find happiness, joy, and peace, it's now. Like, it is now. I know people search many places. You've tried alcohol, you've tried drugs, you've tried other people, you've tried everybody and everything out there. I dare you to try Jesus at least once in your life. And I mean, give it a good, honest try. Open up your heart, open up your mind, and receive the messages that are to come to you. Receive them. Open heart, open mind. Because I guarantee you, you will find love, you will find peace, you will find an everlasting joy. Because happiness is temporary, but you will find everlasting joy in any given situation. From the worst to the best, and anywhere in between, you will find it. You will find it. It is there. That much I can promise. Because this is the time. These times were predicted. These times were told about. We knew this was coming. And it's only going to keep going and getting worse. So if you ever needed a time, you ever needed a reason or an excuse, or just something to get you kicked started, this is it. This is where you want to go. This is the time you need to be seeking him. Because this is honestly, there's no better time than now. Because tomorrow is not promised. Tomorrow, we could all be gone tomorrow. Who knows? I don't know. I don't know if I'll still be here tomorrow. I never know. There's no sincere guarantee, because some people, young people too, anybody 18 through 30, through 40, 50, we're leaving here at a very scary rate. Young people. The stories I've seen on the news, young people getting shot because they're knocking on the wrong doors. And people are scared for their lives. For what reason, I don't know. But they're just shooting. Asking questions later, after they shot. You could be on the receiving end of that. You have no intentions of hurting anyone. And all of a sudden, oh, your life is over. So I would rather be on the right side, or what I deem as the right side, what I see as the right side. I've tried it, and I've seen it for myself. Sorry, I'm scratching my head. But there's something about this. Something about Jesus that really speaks to me. And that I've tested the word out, and I can tell you, I'm like, it's true. There is much truth to be heard, to be seen, to be read. So please, please give it a try. It is in your best interest. Believe me. I've been there and back. I've been without it, been with it, and I would rather be with it than without it. I've never had more peace in my life and never had more assurance that things were going to be all right. Yes, I've cried and had lonely nights, been heartbroken, been broke, but I always had peace. No matter what, I've always had peace. And here I am, still doing just fine. Doing just fine. So give it a try. We've got nothing to lose, honestly. We waste our time on everything else in this world. Everything else. Things that we know are going to go bad, where we're like, let's give it a try anyway. So why not give something a try that a lot of people are saying, that a lot of people, you know, say, like, this is worth it. This is good. Give it a try. One thing I've noticed is that people will cheer you on and laugh with you if you're talking about demons and Satan and, oh, let's worship Satan, let's do this or let's do that. People just be all giddy and happy and joy. They'll be just doing all kinds of things with you. But you mention Jesus and doing the right things and doing right by him, and all of a sudden people get cold. People get real abrasive when you start mentioning him. That's another thing that tells me that there's something about this that's not being fully understood by society. So give it a try. Why don't you? What have you got to lose? Nothing. Guarantee you, you've got nothing to lose by trying it. Friends come and go anyway. A little lifestyle change will not hurt you. It's for your good. But I've seen a lot of other stuff today. Whew. As I've been just looking through. As I've been just looking through social media. Like, I've seen actually some good, like, building ideas. Because I'm not a person who does woodwork. I would like to. Because I was thinking about that as I was driving today. I'm like, you know, someday I would like to get into woodwork. Well, okay, maybe not. Maybe I'm phrasing that wrong. But like building stuff. Just crafts. Because I used to do little crafts at a hardware store here as a kid. And I remember building like a picture frame. Screws in it, hinges and all that, everything. And the picture frame is made out of wood. And I'm like, I remember doing that. It's like, that's a good memory. And I'm sitting here wondering, like, why don't I do that now? Like, I could be building stuff. I could be cutting wood and all that good stuff. And I know how to be safe with it. I'm sure I'd still get hurt some way, somehow. I'm not going to lose a finger, hopefully. I'm not that reckless. Not these days. Trust me. I have enough issues with my back and my knees. I don't want to mess up my fingers, too. I like my hands and arms. I like all my appendages attached. Goodness gracious, can't bear the thought of accidentally cutting off one of my fingers because I was like, I was making a table. Whoops. Yeah, no, that would not be good. But there's been some nice crafts. Like, sometimes I enjoy a good project. Other times, it depends. Like, I don't want anything too complicated because I'm not that far into building stuff. Like, I have knowledge of saw, using, you know, using saws, hammers, screwdrivers, But I always want more. Like, I have very basic knowledge. I know how not to hurt myself. Like, but I would really like to eventually get further into it. And I tell you, this is probably stuff I'll pick up when I'm retired, because I can imagine myself, like, if I ever have, like, get to the point of, like, grandkids, I'm probably going to make, like, a little playhouse for them out of wood, put little shingles, you know, put the shingles and stuff on their house, probably get a little floor in there or something, and make it, like, a semi-furnished house for them, like a little playhouse, probably no more than, what, 5 feet tall? I'm thinking about that, because I'm like, it'd have to be a certain size. It'd have to be bigger than that, I think. Because once they reach, like, 5 foot, well, depending on who their parents are, well, I guess depending on genetics. I'm not a very tall person, so I don't really have to worry about that. But yeah, I would like to be able for them to play with it up until, like, teenage years. Because by teenage years, they'll be like, ooh, that's old. That's not cool anymore, Grandpa. And I'll be like, okay, sure, whatever. Just playing with it like 2 years ago. Calm down. Because teenagers are like that. There's so much like that. That is like a thing. I was like, oh, it's not cool anymore because I'm old. I'm like, yeah, sure. Whatever you say. And granted, some things I'm like, yeah, you're right. That's not really that cool anymore. But as an adult, I realize I look back and I'm like, eh, whatever. Like now, as an adult, like kids shows are cool or fine. Well, SpongeBob is. There's not. And a lot of old 90s cartoons are fine. And some early 2000s. But there are some cartoons got weird. Like, they got weird on the wrong end. And I was like, this is not okay. None of this is okay. I'm like, this is a different level of disturbing. Like, 90s cartoons were definitely a bit jacked up, to say the least. You know, I can't say 90s cartoons were innocent, because they weren't. They definitely were not. The amount of jokes in those, I was like, oh, as an adult, I'm like, huh. Man, they were just spoon-feeding us this, weren't they? That explains a lot. That explains so much. Oh, gosh. But, you know, sometimes it's like that. Oh, man. I haven't really had any good Reddit posts recently. Well, I haven't really been on Reddit recently besides for looking at, like, game tips and stuff like that. Because that's mostly what I look at it for now. So, if there's nothing going on in the gaming world that I need to know about, I need, like, tips and stuff like that. I've looked at game wikis. And outside of that, there's nothing I really need from it. So I don't look at it. Again, it's a plus. The less time I can spend on social media, the better. So, I'm very happy that the fact that I don't spend nearly as much time on it. And I'm proud that I've been away from that. Because it really did used to affect my mood a lot, and how I interacted with people. And now I'm much more chill. Just very relaxed. And I like it. There's a lot less inner fear about, like, oh, what's gonna happen? Because Twitter especially will get you just all up in a tizzy. And I'm like, no, just stay off of Twitter. Because there's so many people on Twitter losing their minds in comment sections. Like, yo, just go outside and calm down. Like, just go outside. Look around. You know? And it's the same crowd that's all the, oh, you don't like this character because of whatever. Like, people didn't like whatever Brie Larson was in recently, the Marvels or something like that. It was like an all-female, like, star cast in terms of, like, who the protagonists, the main characters were all female. And people didn't like it. Okay, but people get called sexist for that. And I'm like, no, sorry that the acting was bad, or sorry that the storyline was bad, whatever reason they had. And most of the reasons I saw people not liking this weren't due to that they were females. Do you really think that all of a sudden people just don't like female stars? I'm like, you're wrong. There is a plethora of movies from the past, from the 80s, from the 90s, from the early 2000s, from the 2010s, to now, where people are like, hey, I like that. It's got a female lead, or it's got, you know, a few female leads. And people have been okay with it. They've loved it. They liked it. They gave it a 5-star review. But, like, stuff that's produced today is honestly garbage. It's of a garbage quality. Disney has not really made a lot of good stuff. Like, they haven't made a lot of good stuff. Like, and people have been pretty vocal about it. But again, Disney and any other production company these days is just like, oh, well, these fans are clearly, they're ist this and phobic that. And I'm like, no, you just wrote some bad stuff and now you're using race and gender to defend yourselves. You're using that as a shield, right? You're using that as a shield as to why people dislike this. Oh, they dislike this because they just don't like women. I'm like, no, I just don't like the fact that you wrote a terrible story. Like, it's high school grade work these days. And I'm like, I did tell somebody that on stream. I'm like, I've been in high school film productions better than some of these movies. Because it's true. Some of these movies are honestly garbage. It's like, yo, what happened to the creativity? Somebody showed, what was it? The old Pixar movies, like Monsters, Inc. I was going to say Toys R Us. That's not a thing. That's not a movie. That's a store. But Toy Story. They had bloopers. Bug's Life. They had bloopers afterwards. And that kind of showed you the little extra love that the creators had for said project, for said movie. Where is that now? They took that away. Like, where is that? Where is that now? You don't see a lot of that today. And that needs to be more of a thing, because that was people literally took the extra time to animate and to voice those, to direct those, to be like, okay, you got to do this way, you know, and to make it look legit, like these characters in the movies were legit actors, you know, like, that's amazing. That was so, as a kid, I loved that. I was like, wow, that was my favorite part. Screw the actual movie, but I love the bloopers because it's bloopers. You get a chance to see the real, you know, version of the people and such. And I was like, with bloopers, that bloopers in general, not just those. Obviously, they're not real. like the Toy Story characters and the monster, you know, whatever. Yeah, they're not real people. They're just characters. But, you know, in movies in general, like, bloopers show me, like, the real side of each person. And I love that. It shows you a different side. It shows you them out of character, trying to get into character, be character. Because I've lived in, you know, through bloopers, and I was there. I witnessed the funny moments and stuff like that for the stuff I've done. And it's such a nice, it's such a funny thing to see sometimes, you know? Bloopers are amazing. But that quality, even that little bit of quality is gone. It's like, oh, I remember DVDs used to have sections of bloopers for you to look through, if you just sit there and watch. And I was like, ah, this is nice. This is nice. I like this. This is nice. And it just is not there anymore. It's just not. What a shame. But I wish people didn't play those cards so much, because I'm like, I'm getting sick of it. I've been sick of it, because I'm like, just stop. Because if you're neglecting and deflecting any criticism, you'll never get better, and you're always going to produce crap, because you'll believe, because they're believing their own hype too much. That tells me automatically that, oh, everything you're producing is going to be bad, because you're not open to legit criticism. Like, you're not open to it. You're clearly not going to accept the legit criticism that these people have to give you, and it's like, well, now all that you're going to produce is going to be more and more garbage. Like the last episode of the latest episode of The Mandalorian, whenever that was, had Jack Black and Lizzo? I think that's who that was? I don't... Again, bad with rapper names these days, because it's not my genre. But I believe that's who that was. Singer, rapper, I'm bad with names these days. Somebody in the comment section was kind of rude. calling them out, calling both Jack and Lizzo out for just being fat. And I'm like, that's not cool. I'm like, that was kind of rude and insulting Jack. For me, it's like, Jack, I know Jack Black's a good actor. The dude's been in a lot of stuff over the years. He's had good voice acting roles and good on-screen roles. Like, he's not a bad actor. He's very entertaining, actually. And he knows what he's doing on screen. He's been in many film productions. If he was such a bad guy, I don't think people would keep casting him for roles and keep offering him such things. To a degree. Now, that episode people really hated, that was like, oh, it was all over social media. It was like, oh my gosh. Every post I saw that day that they came out, everybody was like, This is terrible. This is disgusting. This is what they turned into. People were saying, I'm glad I canceled Disney Plus. I'm glad I stopped watching and all that other stuff. And it's like, whoa. Like, that's something. So, That is something for sure. I have hope sometimes, but then I'm like, I don't really care. It's movies. They're going to do what they're going to do. If it's going to be crap, I'm just not going to watch, you know? And if it is something that it happens to be good, I'll hear about it from somebody else and then I'll go watch afterwards. Cause now that I can get, you know, now that movies are very accessible, you don't have to wait for them to even be out of the theater these days. Sometimes they're just immediately available on streaming platforms like Amazon or whatever for purchase. So you don't have to spend money on a movie ticket. You just pay the whatever 99 at home. You can rent it or buy it and then you just have it. Just watch it at home in the comfort of your own, you know, watching the comfort of your own home on your own couch. I kind of like that because I honestly am I'm a guy that likes watching stuff at home. I like being comfortable. Movie theaters are not really, they're not my thing. Not anymore. As a kid, it was a cool experience. As an adult, I'm like, I kind of just want to be able to pause the movie and go get snacks if I need snacks and don't want to miss anything. Because I remember as a kid, like, having to or really wanting to hold as much as I possibly can, wait till the end of the movie to go. Because if you miss something, you miss something. There's no rewinding, like, and there's really no time for explanation because stuff is still actively happening. So it's just like, well, I guess I missed it. Oh, well. And I'll never know. Like, there's many movies I've probably missed parts of, and I didn't know what happened until we got it on DVD or something and decided to rewatch it. And then I'm like, oh, well, that's what happened in that part. Okay. So the experience for me is just, It's not there anymore. The value of the experience is not there anymore. Ow, something pinched my leg and that hurt. Whew. But I think the last time it was just me and the lady and it was like a dinner theater kind of thing. We had meals served. And watched a movie. Now, the theater wasn't that crowded, which wasn't surprising, because theaters these days they really aren't crowded anymore. They're pretty open. Like, you can get seats anywhere you want to. You can book tickets a week out from the movie, from wherever you want, or even the day before, and still probably get any seat you want. I think that's what I did. I believe that's exactly what I did. I waited like 2 days before and I was like, nobody's probably going to be in here. And lo and behold, all the seats were open. I was like, sure, why not? Let's get tickets. Let's go. And that's for reservations. Like, that doesn't mean the day of that people are going to be not going in to buy tickets. Cause I believe that's what happened. Cause, I reserved like 2 days before and, all the seats were open. I was like, sure, why not? Let's go with this. So, I will say also, on the other hand, my fast food consumption has also gone down. Oh, yeah, sorry. I'm speaking of fast food, ladies and gentlemen, if you haven't been made aware yet, I am back personal training. And I mean, we are back. I am available and I am ready to help you make your life easier, healthier, and more functional. I want to see you guys out there looking good, feeling good, most importantly, feeling good. But I am back and I am happy to be back and I'm here to help. Sincerely, I am so happy to be able to, you know, be back and do this because I've missed it. I had to take a break because of some other personal reasons in the military, kind of just crowding up my schedule. And then having to, you know, take a different job as well to kind of help pay for some extra things, some vacations and whatnot. But now that we're back and we're here, I want to extend my services to you guys, anybody out there, wherever you are, because my worries only lie in the conversion of currency and whatnot, because I don't really, and granted, I don't really make that much of a fuss about it, because my main goal is to help you. Obviously, yes, I like to get paid because these services cost time and effort for me, using my expertise that I've learned from my courses and whatnot that I've taken over the years. And if you don't know, I'm certified in functional fitness. I've taken courses on back and knee injury prevention, right? I'm no chiropractor or an athletic trainer, so I don't do rehab all that well. I have rehabbed myself from back injury. It's kind of hard when I use back twice in the sentence, but it's okay. using gentle exercises and whatnot, and understanding my own, you know, pain tolerance and my own comfort zones, and as well as nutrition, and including working with, I took another course on working with type 1 and type 2 diabetics, so that is in my range, comfortably in my range. So I have a plethora of things that I can help you with. If you're just looking to get back into shape, I can help you. If you've never been in shape, you have no idea what you're doing in the gym, or, you know, you're just like, hey, I want to try this gym thing out, but I'm too scared, I'm too intimidated to go in and start. I can start you at home and get you comfortable enough to go into the gym. I can help build your confidence. Not only that, I did take a certification course for a life coach. I think I passed with a B. I was pretty good. That course was much better than I thought it would be. Cause I sometimes I look at life coaches as kind of, you know, like a thing that's just like, it's one of those things out there, like used car salesmen. But I'm like, no, I took the course and I'm like, no, these are some legitimate helpful tips. Some tips that I kind of needed myself. And I was like, interesting. What a development. So I'm here to help you. I really am. I love helping people. That's the whole reason I'm doing this in the first place, because I really like helping people. And this is the best way for me to help you, because this is something I'm passionate about. I love fitness. I really do. I do fitness streams over on Twitch whenever I can. They're usually late at night, around 11, midnight, 11 p.m., you know, CST, Central Standard Time, or midnight. Like, I like talking to you guys about fitness and about what exercises I'm doing, why I'm doing them, you know, and whatnot, and what you can do to help yourself. I'm good with body weight exercises, resistance bands, free weights, you know, machines, that kind of stuff. I can help you. I'm pretty creative. I'll beat you up, not really, but with exercise. I'll rough you up with just body weight exercises, with just resistance bands, stuff that you can do at home. I'll rough you up. I will make you work. And I'm a virtual coach. The way I do my business is one of two ways, depending on your schedule. I will send you videos with full explanations of what I'm doing, why I'm doing it, and how you should look when you're doing it, cues and all that added. Or we can set up a Zoom call, or whatever video service I can possibly use. Discord's also available. But mostly, most likely Zoom. And we can set up a meeting and do the exercises together. I'm always down for that kind of thing. I do have a setup in my room for the most part. And I'm so here to help. And my prices are more than fair because I don't believe in stealing money from people, especially not for fitness reasons. Like, I get it. It is an investment into your health. I will tell you that. And that is the truth. That is not some fabricated lie or something people use to pitch you a sales. But it is the truth. You are investing in you. You're investing in a better you. So that's what I will tell you. Now, I will give you an honest fact that you will be spending $5 a day, $5 a day with my services. That is what you're looking to spend, $5 a day for however many months you'll be working with me. You know, my advice to clients and any potential clients is always, hey, 6 months to a year is when you will start seeing positive and more concrete results. The science is there. It is very true. 6 months to a year, you will start seeing some more concrete and more clear results. Like 3 months, you'll start seeing some changes, but 6 months to a year, you'll start seeing like, oh man, this is much different than when I started. And all my consultations are free. I have a little questionnaire, a contact form you can fill out through Google Docs, and I will receive that information. I'll go through it, contact you either through email or phone call, text, whatever your preference is. Make sure you add that because there's a comment section at the bottom of it where you can add what you're looking to do and then what's your preferred contact method. And I'll call you then. Just give me a time frame and I will set up a time to call you or email you or text you. And we will talk through it. I want to talk and understand what I can do for you. And I want you to make sure that I am the right fit for you. We will talk together to see, am I the right fit? Because I'm not trying to cheat you. I don't want to cheat you out of your money, out of your time, because your time and your time especially is valuable. Because my time is also valuable. I don't want to sit there and waste both of our time. I'm like, I want to make sure that you are right for me. And I want to make sure that I am right for you. You know, if I feel like, you could probably use a different field of expertise. You know, because there are many. The personal trainer is like, it's like an umbrella. Like for IT, because there's IT people out there who specifically work on, you know, phones. Right, they work for phones, they work with iOS, Apple products, I should say. Some work with Android products. And people work with app development or more security type things. Like they'll test firewalls to see how strong they are. And then you have your general help desk. And then there's a lot of other things underneath that umbrella. But with personal training, it's the same thing, right? You have people that are great with working pre and postpartum. Right? Pregnancies and all of that. And then you have people that are great at working with athletes. You know, your strength and conditioning coaches. You have people that are great at working with military personnel, first responders. That's also where I fall under. I can't believe I forgot to mention that. That was literally the thing I spent. Oh my gosh. I spent so much time. I spent time studying that too. Silly me. But yes, that is also under my field of expertise. And my plan with that is to work with military recruits and veterans. Both of those classes. Those who I can help get back into shape and those who need to get in shape for duty. I can help you. I will help you. And there's always room for us to talk, sit down, have a conversation, see what's up, see what you need, and see if I can help you out. And I will always be honest and upfront about that kind of thing. Because I will tell you if I can help you or not. So, I appreciate you for listening to this podcast. It's been pretty long. I'm pretty tired now. I gotta wake up super early tomorrow, so. I appreciate you guys so much for being here. I appreciate all the the time that we've spent together over the last year. And I hope we get to spend more time together this year, for over the rest of this year. So, you guys are doing great. Stay hydrated out there. Remember that love is patient. And I'll see you guys in the next episode. Peace.